Hey, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the Friday Filibuster. This is our summer movie preview episode, which I think we've done semi-regularly, Mac, right? We do this every so often, right?
I know we did one last year. Was it the year before? Did we do one too?
Well, I can't really think that far back. So I'm actually going to kick the festivities over to Mac, who will be our host this go-around. But before I do that, just welcome the rest of the crew. We got Eric Astroslager on board.
Hey.
And Daryl Loomis.
Hello.
So we are all together. And Mac, I'm going to hand the reins over to you to take us on this magical journey.
Hack-a-do. Well, first of all, it's our summer movie preview, even though, Hollywood says that the summer begins the first week of May, although the solstice is until June 21st, but whatever. Already in theaters right now. Well, okay, let's back up. What I've done is I've taken the list, I've divided it into major releases and what I'm calling minor releases, even though I'm sure they're perfectly nice films. So we'll discuss the major ones, and then we'll just do a quick summary of the minor ones.
I like it.
And if you guys have something you want to say about one of the minor ones, by all means, chime in. Otherwise, we'll just do a quick summary.
Sounds like a plan.
So to kick things off, currently in theaters right now is Iron Man 3. Which good old Shellhead takes on the Mandarin.
I have not seen it, so you guys will have to illuminate me here on this.
Yeah, I saw it over the weekend. I liked it a lot. I think that there are some things you can point to, some problems that are endemic of pretty much all comic book movies, but as far as having kind of a cool 80s, 90s action movie vibe, doing some creative things with Tony Stark's psychology coming out of Avengers, and just being a lot of fun. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I saw it too. I really enjoyed it. It's directed and co-written by Shane Black, and a lot of his action movie sensibility has really worked into the movie. So it's kind of half a Marvel movie and half a Shane Black movie, but they mesh together surprisingly well.
Indeed.
I got nothing.
Me neither.
Okay.
Good. All right. Well stated, though.
Well, that will be the only movie we've seen. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now, it's going to be a lot of I got nothing.
So. Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, listeners, I hope you enjoy that meaty morsel.
Also, minor releases out this weekend was Iceman, not based on the Marvel character, but based on the true story of the world's most successful contract killer. And Generation in which Keanu Reeves plays a drug addict. It's a serious drama. That moves us ahead to May 10th. For our major release of that weekend will be The Great Gatsby, Baz Luhrmann's glitzy new take on the classic novel.
Yes, probably the summer movie my wife is looking forward to. She's a big Baz fan, obviously. So, I may find myself inhabiting a seat or watching the children while she inhabits a seat watching that film.
Once I saw the trailer that featured all of the super awesome modern music stars who were going to be appearing in the movie, I checked out. Not that I actually like Baz Luhrmann in the first place, but that's obnoxious to me, plainly obnoxious.
Yeah, I kind of worry that maybe they might have missed the point because maybe the book isn't really about the glamour. It's about what's under the surface.
Yeah, I think, and especially
all we've seen so far is surface.
Yeah, and especially, it could be, not to bring up, politics or whatever, but in a world right now that's kind of economically screwed up, to put up the glitz and glamour of to glorify the glitz and glamour of that age, I think, like you said, is really missing the point of Fitzgerald's story. But, Baz Luhrmann's kind of missed the point of every movie he's ever done.
Oh, burn!
It's hard to tell, obviously, from the trailer. They're showing a lot of the glitz and stuff. I feel like
we're just speculating.
Yeah, I feel like what I'm hearing from some of the pre-press is that it does get into the aftermath, some of the, the downside of it. That just doesn't make for a very snappy trailer.
So, as long as Beyonce Knowles is part of that downfall.
And all they need to do is keep the visuals the same, but just swap in the Inception music as a trailer music. I think they would have gotten best of both worlds. So.
Let's see, from there, also on May 10th, a couple of the minor releases. We have Java Heat, which Mickey Rourke plays a terrorist in Indonesia. Erased is an espionage thriller starring Aaron Eckhart and Olga Kurylenko. Yeah. Aftershock is a horror film with, what's that guy's name? The Cabin Fever guy.
Eli Roth?
Eli Roth, yes, thank you. Horror film from Eli Roth. I don't know if he's
stars him.
He's acting in it. I don't think he's directing. I don't know. I didn't spend a lot of time on Aftershock. No, I saw Eli Roth and was done.
It stars him. It's directed by some Chilean director.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's about Americans in Chile who get trapped in an earthquake and turn on each other.
I'll probably see that.
Yeah. I'm sure Eli Roth's too busy with Hemlock Grove right now to direct anything else.
I have yet to start watching, but Eric, I promise that I will. No,
I wouldn't. I finished it. This is not a summer movie thing, but it gets bad.
Oh,
I'm
go and watch it.
Train wreck.
Watch the train wreck, but I'm no longer recommending it in any way, shape, or form.
Hey, what's the name of the movie again? What's the name of this, Eli?
Aftershock.
Aftershock.
And finally, Tyler Perry's Peoples, which Tyler Perry does his own version of Meet the Parents.
Yay.
Is it directed by him?
I believe so.
Oh, because I saw a preview for something, Tyler Perry something, but it wasn't directed by him.
Oh, I could.
It was kind of an odd thing.
Well, he's not acting in it, or at least he wasn't in the trailer. This trailer I did watch.
Oh.
And so,
he's probably directing it as Madea.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go.
Finally switched over to full Ed Wood mode.
It's happened.
He's not directing it.
Oh, he's not.
Is it a female director?
Yeah, Tina Gordon Chisholm, it looks like.
Yes.
If I'm looking at the right movie.
Yeah, that's the... where did I see this trailer?
It's got Craig Robinson and David Gallen Grier in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't even look like he's starring in it, so he must just be a producer.
He just gets the apostrophe.
Slapping his name on things now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like some late era H.P. Lovecraft or Louis L'Amour story.
Tyler Perry's Hot Mustard. Now available on Shaw's and Hannah.
Tyler Perry's My Daughter's Birthday Video.
Oh boy, this will keep us focused, Mac. Cause I think
all right.
Tyler Perry jumps.
All right. Well, from there we go to May 16th for major release of Star Trek Into Darkness. The 2009 cast returns, and Benedict Cumberbatch of Sherlock plays the mysterious villain.
I'm interested because it sure seems like Cumberbatch is playing Khan again, even though they said originally he wasn't playing Khan.
They've been playing so many games with the fans over this, elusive mystery villain.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about
there's
that.
There's clues, and there's false clues, and there's... So
there's reviews out there.
I don't know.
Right. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, there are reviews out there that I have read because I was interested, and they do bust the secrets wide open. So
did they? Yeah. I mean, it's premiered in Europe, so I'm sure the answers are out there.
Yeah, it's in the wild. I mean,
I don't see how that game playing could possibly end well for the movie. I mean,
It's a lose-lose situation, right? I mean,
spend so much time.
If you're a super fan, wouldn't that? I don't know,
you're just going to get mad.
Right.
Games.
And if you're kind of a casual fan, wouldn't that draw you in if you knew? I don't know.
Yeah. There are things in Iron Man 3 that are surprising because no one, let them slip. And, it's cool to see a movie that has, some sort of story twists in it that haven't been revealed in trailers or teased to death by a director. So,
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
At least Peter Weller's in it.
Hopefully it's got the sense of humor that the first one had, but Into Darkness doesn't make me sound like a joyful romp. But still, that was a surprise for me for the first one was kind of the charm and the humor that they'd done. So we'll see.
It was the cast really gelled.
So Chris Pine.
I'm looking forward to this. It looks like they're kind of getting more into Kirk learning to be a leader.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward. This is probably my number one of the summer, actually.
I just hope that, if it's still the journey into Captain Kirk leader, I hope it ends in this. It would be nice to get him fully formed and ready to roll in the third movie. So I just don't want to, let's get him primed to just to be Kirk,
Right.
Hopefully that happens at this one. All right.
From there, we're going to May 24th. Actually, this one just got tweaked just as of this recording earlier today. So I guess we're saying May 23rd. Who knows? Basically, The Hangover Part 3 that weekend.
See no point in that.
So, it will, the tweak of the release date?
They're moving it up a day.
Okay.
So that they think that'll help it compete with other movies that weekend.
Because they know better.
It'll still make $1 trillion. I didn't see the second one.
The first one was pointless. The first one was okay. Awful.
Hey, Mac, we caught the first one, right? We've talked about this before. And we laughed, but then when I saw it the second time, I was like, boy, this really isn't that funny.
Yeah, so, it doesn't really hold up. The second one's just a copy. Yeah. And the third one is just a cash grab.
Yeah.
Daryl, you just described summer movies, so I mean,
okay, fair enough.
This is a summer movie.
Fair enough. Maybe that's why I know nothing about summer movies.
Which brings us to Fast and Furious 6.
At least I understand that.
Well, that is the next one on our list,
and that is one I am
opening opposite.
I have to say, I'm interested in seeing this just because it's crazy that there's six of them and that they're making like 7 and 8 and they're like filming them all back to back, so they're just going crazy. But they've just embraced – they've gone away from just douchebags racing each other, right, and ripping off the plot of Point Break to just huge, crazy action movies involving fast cars. You know, that's pretty much it. And, the last couple have been pretty entertaining, and they're doing enough to kind of keep things interesting. So
they're trading off a franchise name that's going to bring people in rather than some other movie like Cars in Italy or
– right. Yeah, I mean, 6, 5, and 4 had really nothing to do with like 1 or 2 or 3 or like Tokyo Drift or anything. I mean, they were essentially just these big spectacle action movies with Vin Diesel playing Vin Diesel playing Vin Diesel, and then just fast cars and huge stunts. And they were, I found them pretty entertaining. I think The Rock had some fun stuff. I mean, I see Michelle Rodriguez is back. Hooray. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to it. I plan on seeing this in D-Box. I'm going to check that. I'm going to give that a whirl. So.
You're not alone. I mean, the Fast and Furious movies have gone up in their estimation, I feel like, in critical circles since like Fast Five.
A lot of people really liked Fast Five.
Yeah, Fast Five was a lot of fun. I actually liked. I mean, you don't want to spend too much time in the Fast and Furious mythology, but you know, the fourth one when it was just Fast and Furious. Remember, they just called it that. Mm-hmm. You got rid of the Too Fast, Too Furious crap and all that stuff. That was kind of a relaunch. I mean, that was an action movie, really, and it was a lot of fun. And then the fifth one, they just went for a heist movie, and this one sounds like they're taking on, I don't know, Hans Gruber's nephew or something. I'm in. I'm interested.
Yeah, the IMDb little synopsis talks about vehicular warfare.
Yeah,
and so I'll watch that.
Yeah, and a lot of it's done practically. I mean, I'll give them that credit. I mean, some of the bigger stuff obviously is CGI, but you know, some of the vehicle mayhem they've done before, and like the big truck hijacking stuff, looks like someone's risking their life to bring me that entertainment. I can appreciate it.
And finally, I put this under a minor release for May 24th. Is Epic.
I never heard of this before. I'm following along with you. I've never even heard of this one.
Yeah, it's an animated film. A young woman is shrunk down to insect size and has a magical adventure. And there's insects and there's, like, I guess, some kind of fairy-like creatures and the magical kingdom. And it looks a lot like Avatar.
Oh, great. Is this a DreamWorks gig?
I'm not sure. It's been in development for a long time.
Yeah.
This is 20th Century Fox.
Oh, it is? Okay. Mm.
From there, for May 31st, don't know how much interest there are in these, but, so I put them under minor, but we have Now You See Me, which a group of stage magicians become bank robbers, kind of in Ocean's 11, but with magicians.
You're not kidding. That cover looks like it was Ocean's, it's pretty much Ocean's 11, it seems.
Yeah. And we have The East, kind of a quirky, I don't know if it's a comedy, but comic tale about an agent who goes undercover with a bunch of hippie-ish protesters who are planning an attack on big business.
There's also the big Will Smith movie, right?
That's the next weekend.
Oh, it is? Oh, it's showing
on
up
my list it is. Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason it's showing up on May 31st for mine. So.
Okay, on mine it's June 7th. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It's After Earth, a post-apocalypse adventure with Will Smith, directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah. All right. And it begins.
Yeah. If it's anything like his last any movie, no thank you.
Here's the twist. It's before Earth.
I think the twist is that he didn't write it.
That's probably.
I mean, that's.
Is that what it is? He didn't write this one?
He didn't write this one.
All right.
I think it was written by a guy named Gary Wetter, who's done a lot of video game stuff. I think he also did Book of Eli and some of the, you know, I think he has a certain sort of video game story competency, which means, you know, not a whole lot in movies, but there you go.
Yeah, I can kind of get that. It's, you know, based on the trailer, it's the kid who's played by Will Smith's real son has to go, like, across country, you know, on this wilderness adventure to save his dad, and he runs into various monsters along the way and various traps, and it does kind of look a lot like a video game.
The Book of Eli looked a lot like a video game, too.
And that played more like a tabletop game, though.
Also on June 7th, we have The Internship, comedy with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Okay, I saw the this looks like the worst crap I've ever seen. I watched the sequel of this. It looks like a Google commercial. It is.
They become interns at Google.
I hate it so much.
Clearly trying to bring back the chemistry from The Wedding Crashers, which I love. But
I mean, it's just like it is.
That's an awful idea.
It is just transparently. I mean, look at the intern. Look at the title. But it's just in the 30-second TV spot I saw. It was just them hanging out with Google everywhere. You know,
so it's an ad for Google.
It is an ad for Google. It is.
There's the Google logo is all over the place.
Hey, I'm all up for product placement here and there for sure. But this one is just ridiculous.
That seems, looking at it, sickening. Yeah. I thought that another comedy coming out this summer, which I will wait to complain about, was the most sickening thing. But this one, from everything I can see here, takes the cake.
Yeah.
All right. Also on June 7th is Passion. Legendary filmmaker Brian De Palma returns with this erotic thriller.
No.
Supposedly that's getting a limited release. So.
And a little shout out, too, for Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Starring half the cast of Angel. But I guess, like, filmed over the weekend or something crazy, right?
Avengers.
Awesome.
He shot it, like, over a couple of days. And the trailer was kind of cool. But
Yeah. Why not, right?
Why not?
I couldn't be less shocked that Brian De Palma, though, is making an erotic thriller.
I know.
Now, Brian De Palma's Much Ado About Nothing, that would be interesting.
That would be fun, yeah. That might go back to Phantom of the Paradise for ridiculousness.
On June 12th, we might want to table this one and come back to it later in the summer. There are two movies on the list that have similar concepts. This one is called This Is the End.
Which I did laugh at the trailer.
Did you?
I found myself laughing at the trailer.
This is the one that I thought was the most disgusting.
Really?
Oh, really?
So, interesting. See, again, it depends on how they play it, okay? It depends on how they play it. It seemed like they were all making fun of each other. But we're cooler than you, look at us make fun of each other, but we're vapid celebrities. Let's make fun of our vapid celebrity nature. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe I'm off.
Bunch of celebrities being celebrities in a multi-million-dollar movie about being celebrities, and it's science fiction somehow.
It depends on how it works.
I want to shoot myself.
Look, you're right. if they fall into what Ocean's 12 when everyone was meta Julia Roberts, and that was the worst crap ever. So yeah, for sure that would be if it's that kind of self. You know, whatever you want to call it, you know, I would hate it. But the trailers seemed like, hey, we are moron celebrities surrounded by moron celebrities, and we cannot function in the real world, especially if there's an apocalypse. That could be funny. If it's not like that, it could be super painful.
Well, it's only one of the things I thought it was that it was some huge budget thing, but it apparently is only a $25 million budget, so that doesn't go into the Tropic Thunder category for me.
Mm.
Of absurd budgets for minimal payoff. But yes, this was the one.
Was it? Okay. From there we move to June 14th, big weekend, with Man of Steel.
Yeah, it's a movie I've been waiting for a year for and have been more and more hyped. That is the movie I would go see immediately in IMAX and pay premiums. I am super excited for Man of Steel.
A lot of people are really pumped for it.
Ready for the first decent Superman since 1978.
It's Zack Snyder is such a mixed bag director.
That's right. But you know what? You're right. Exactly right. But he's got that thing. He's got the capacity to just rock it, you know? So
I think visually it'll be really interesting. I don't think there's any question about that. I just wonder how he's going to
I didn't see any slow-mo in all the trailers, and I've been homing through the trailers like crazy. it's tough to get Superman right, you know? But there's some – if you can get Superman right, I think there's some great themes that you can, you know, you can take a look at. And if you got the effects to back it up, you know, and it looks like he's got him flying around punching Zod in midair, that's excellent.
And you can that's only true. Go up from a follow-up of Sucker Punch.
That's true. That's true as well. Yeah.
And Superman Returns, for that matter. So.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm apprehensive. Zack Snyder is a big question mark for me. But supposedly, you know, Christopher Nolan, as producer, was standing right over Snyder's shoulder the whole time. So we'll see. I'll definitely go see it, but I hope it's good.
I've heard word of mouth, though, apparently. You know, there's been some, you know, stuff trickling out from the studio that they're just super psyched for, and they're already talking Justice League stuff. So we'll see, but
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's definitely on my top three or something of the summer for sure.
Yeah.
Also on June 14th, a little counter programming. This minor release, The Bling Ring, which Emma Watson plays a party girl who breaks into celebrities' houses and robs them. So there's that.
Right.
June.
Also co-starring Leslie Mann and Gavin Rosdell.
It's a Sofia Coppola movie. I will never see this.
I will never see this movie. I will watch The Internship millions of times.
I probably would watch The Internship before I watch another Sofia Coppola movie.
I will watch the Fishmasters DVD that I'm reviewing this week more and more than that movie. Yeah.
All right. So from there we go to June 21st. Is that right?
I'm pretty oblivious to a lot of this stuff except for the bigger movies. But are there any kind of overseas action movie imports, like The Raid or something, coming along? Has anyone seen any of that stuff? Once in a while you get something kind of cool shipped over from overseas, you know, like The Raid, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right, never mind. You never know.
We'll have to. I did this list pretty quick, as you can tell. So
okay.
There's one that pretends to be an overseas-style action movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's a, you know, I'm sure that Mac will get to it.
Okay.
Well, on June 21st, we have Pixar's latest, Monsters University, which is the prequel to Monsters, Inc.,
I would like to ask Eric if he's looking forward to this. Obviously, Monsters, Inc. is great, and we all acknowledge that. Yep. But are you looking forward to this new kind of sequel, prequel, happy Pixar that we're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a good trend for Pixar, but I'm cautiously optimistic, probably almost entirely because I reviewed the Monsters, Inc. Blu-ray not too long ago, and so that kind of got me back into that. Mm-hmm. Also because I think that came with a free ticket. So I'm ready to see it.
Nice.
Yeah, I really like those characters. I think Monsters, Inc. is great, so I'll definitely give it a try. And the ads are all just all, woo, wacky college comedy, and I hope it has a little more depth to it than that, but we'll see. Also on June 21st, again, some counter-programming, is World War Z, which the entire planet is overrun by zombies.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, right? That's a Brad Pitt.
And Brad Pitt, yeah, based on the novel by Max Brooks.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this. The trailer looks like it has terrible CG.
Those special effects with the big like towers of zombies.
Yeah,
it looks terrible.
Did no one stop and say, this looks kind of silly.
Yeah, sounds like there's go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it sounds like there's a lot of trouble on the set and massive rewrites and reshoots at the end
really?
And all kinds of,
Well, and the director, Mark Forster's track record of Monsters Ball and Finding Neverland and Quantum of Solace just doesn't make for something, even though, I mean, I'm all for zombies. It's great. But this track record just doesn't seem like something that's going to be worth anything.
I love the looking at IMDb, you know. United Nations employee Jerry Lange versus the world in a race against time to stop the zombie pandemic. Yeah, I lost interest after United Nations employee.
He's a janitor for the United Nations.
Yes, that's right. Quick, we need a bureaucrat to help us. Yeah, I'm with you guys. Not really. Though I will say, shout out to James Badge Dale, our buddy from 24 season 3. He's got a role in this. So there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Well, if we have another horror offering that same weekend in a minor film, Maniac, which Elijah Wood plays a psycho who becomes obsessed with a woman artist.
A friend of mine just saw this at the Dallas Fright Fest.
Oh, yeah?
And apparently it is absolutely terrible.
Oh, no.
First off, there's no reason to remake Maniac. You might as well just call it something else. It's not like...
Is it a remake?
Yeah, it's a remake of the original 1980s Maniac. And there's no reason to do that on the front end. And apparently it is a horror show in a different way.
Gotcha. Inadvertent horror show?
Yes. Like, again, train wreck.
All right.
Yeah, so from there we move to June 28th. I put these under minor, but they might do well. We have White House Down.
Yeah, I saw – okay, so that interest peaked, you know, a little bit, but then I saw the latest trailer. It looks horrendous.
Roland Emmerich, what else is it going to be?
Look, that's fine, but it looked so bad. It turned – like, I thought it was going to be fine. A Roland Emmerich, but kind of a action diehard action movie ripoff.
Die Hard,
you know,
at the White House.
Exactly, and we've seen that, Olympus Has Fallen. But apparently Jamie Foxx is the president. And they turned this into a buddy comedy. Like, it looked like a buddy comedy, the way it played.
Nice.
You know, like Channing Tatum's barking at Jamie Foxx to shoot the rocket launcher out of their sedan as they're escaping. You know.
So one's a cop, one's the president, and they're partners.
It's like K-9, but with the president.
It looks terrible. Yeah, it looks... Yeah, it's a spiritual successor to Turner and Hooch, right? Yeah. So bad. I was... Yeah, no thanks.
Cop and a half.
But look, I know it's Roland Emmerich, so we're not looking for high art. I understand that, but the tone just completely threw me off. Completely.
Also that weekend is The Heat. Speaking of buddy comedies, Sandra Bullock and what's her name from Bridesmaids play a pair of mismatched cops.
Now, Melissa McCarthy is a really, really funny woman.
She is.
She's an extremely funny person. And now that I'm looking at it on IMDb, Tony Hale, Buster Bluth, is also in it. Nice. But are you really going to pair that with Sandra Bullock? I mean, has her day not already come and gone?
I will say it probably, but I will say that movie will make a lot of money. That movie is going to make money. It is filling. It is.
They're kind of marketing it as if it's Bridesmaids too.
They're doing that. It'll make money. There's not a lot of comedies. Look what I mean. There aren't a lot of comedies in the summer period, you know? Unless you count, and I didn't even know this was coming, and I don't see it yet, but yeah, Grown Ups 2.
It's on the list.
Yeah,
I didn't count that.
We should not count that. Should not be counted. But yeah, so I think that'll make a lot of money regardless, but Melissa McCarthy is very funny, so.
From there, we hit the big weekend, the July 4th weekend. Technically, July 3rd is opening day. And on the major spot there is The Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Starring Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer is a Lone Ranger, and Johnny Depp is Tonto. Johnny Depp's been going around saying that, oh, I'm like, you know, 1/18th Native American or some crap. But really, isn't it that they wanted him to play The Lone Ranger, but he's too much of an artiste? So they switched the casting around. Isn't that what really happened?
I don't feel comfortable speculating.
I have no idea. All I know is it's Gore Verbinski and anything past the ring, and I'm out.
Ooh. Oh.
I actually really like the Lone Ranger character. You know, going back, I have some of the old novels and stuff, and so I would hope that this is good. I would hope that it's really a lot of fun. You know, fun action comedy. I'll probably see it just because of my enduring like for the character and just, you know, like I want it to be good. I want it to be really fun and entertaining, but I just don't know.
It just seems like at this point, and I mean, I've always liked him as an actor more or less, but it seems like at this point, if there's an iconic character, there's like a 60% chance it's Johnny Depp playing. And it's tired. It's just tired. There has to be somebody else.
I will say for Despicable Me 2, I remember being pretty unimpressed with the first Despicable Me. I don't know.
I actually never saw it.
I did. I watched it. We watched it thinking it would be kind of a fun animated film. I was bored the whole way. Didn't find anything remarkable or I don't know. So
yeah. The Lone Ranger sort of feels like that's sort of the prototypical summer movie to me, where it feels like it's a bunch of stuff on a checklist, and they just like checked it off. You like add this actor with this style with this director, and you get a movie that will open on July 4th weekend.
Mm-hmm. So 2 days later on July 5th, we've got a minor release, The Way, Way Back, which is a coming-of-age drama set at a failing water park. Looks a lot like Adventureland.
And then a small one, movie I've actually been tracking a little bit, called Hammer of the Gods. It's a Magnet release. It's actually going to be premiering on demand first, like a month or like almost 2 months before its, I'm sure, small theatrical release. But I don't know, a cheap date, but it's like Vikings and stuff, so... That's cool. Rated R.
You've been about your Vikings.
You
lately.
Love Vikings.
Do. Vikings, swords, you name it. Yeah. I haven't watched the finale of Vikings yet, though.
Is that why you're talking about moving to Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm ready. my wife is a little concerned about moving into a snow Armageddon, but I don't care. I got to complete the motif. Actually, I don't know if it's Vikings, to be honest. It's Saxons. That's what it is. It's Saxons. So I don't think the Vikings.
Get him in Minnesota.
Well, John Saxon?
It's actually the biography of John Saxon's family. It's pretty compelling stuff. So, you know. You know, John Saxon's hardware store.
All right, well, moving on from that bit of excitement. On July 12th, this one's interesting, Pacific Rim.
Yeah, let's not talk about Grown Ups 2, please, and just talk about Pacific Rim. So.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro presents a story about giant monsters versus giant robots.
Thank you for employing the accent, too. That was good.
I try.
I mean, this is basically a straight attempt to recapture Japanese giant robot movies.
Pretty much.
You know, good for him. But I guess I feel like Guillermo del Toro is misplacing his talents.
Hey, big robots and Jax Teller, I'm there.
I'll see it. I'm sure I like him.
This is up there for me. This is definitely one of the ones I'm most interested in, for sure.
Certainly as far as spectacle, you know?
Yeah, it promises a lot of spectacle. I wonder, what's the story? What are the characters? You know, I don't want this to be Battleship.
That's the problem.
No one wants that.
But that's what it feels. That's what it winds up feeling like.
Here's the thing about Battleship is, like, if Battleship just delivered on what it implied it was going to deliver, then it could have been passable. I don't know if it was just... cool effects and aliens and whatever. I mean, it just sucked. You know, they didn't even deliver on what they implied, and it just sucked. So
I can't imagine this is going to suck, but you know what? Blade 2 sucked. So he's not beyond it.
Boy, now you're nitpicking, you know?
That's not quite nitpicking. That's a terrible movie.
Well, you do not forgive or forget, do you?
No, I do not.
Like Coppola, I mean, these guys are on here.
Well, Sophia Coppola has a track record.
You just have a notebook in your house on the shelf, which it just says dead to me. And then there's the list. Yeah. They're all in blood.
It's like 3 in 10 of these movies, they're on the list. So, Roland Emmerich, Sofia Coppola. But Guillermo del Toro is not on that list.
Well, that's good.
Dead to Me Volume 1, Dead to Me Volume 2. Dead
I'm sure he's excited to not be on.
I'll probably see this, but it's just, it feels... It feels more like Battleship than it does Pan's Labyrinth, and I would prefer more Pan's Labyrinth.
What?
Pacific Rim isn't based on a board game.
I'm sorry.
Nor is it a sequel to Blade. I mean, I can sort of... It seems like a passion project to me. I don't know.
Pan's Labyrinth was a pretty small... It was a foreign film, for crying out loud, right?
Yes. Well...
Yeah, subtitles. Yeah. This is a huge blockbuster. I don't know.
Yeah, but Pan's Labyrinth was awesome. It had people. It had a
sure it was.
With hands in its with eyes in its hands.
Pan's Labyrinth.
This has giant robots fighting giant monsters.
But those are just non sequiturs, right?
It's not a non sequitur. They're all Guillermo del Toro.
I think the comparison here is that Pan's Labyrinth is a very smart movie. It's very psychological. It really gets into the heads of the characters. It's got a great villain, a really memorable villain that you'd love to hate. It's a very smart, deep, rich film. And Pacific Rim is giant monsters fighting.
Yeah, and they're both in the same direction. You can do that really well. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know. Everything I've seen about it feels weird to me.
I see what you're saying, Daryl. Like, for me, when Willow came out, I was hoping it was going to be more Star Wars and less American Graffiti, you know? So
not the point at all. Zach has it correct. Everybody else is blowing this out of proportion.
A little more THX-1138 and not so much Howard the Duck. I understand exactly what you're saying.
I'll take Howard the Duck, to be honest.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. We'll see. Battleship blows. I do not want it to be Battleship. You know, I do not want that. Doesn't look like it's going to be that way. So
anything is possible. Summer is just it is all up in the air. Like, I go in against my better judgments every year. I go in just wide eyed and excited and end up crushed and disappointed. But you never know.
You never know. Maybe the spectacle is all that this movie needs. Maybe that's enough for this movie. We don't know.
Wow, Pacific Rim is going to be. It's going to be July 12th. It's on.
On this podcast alone, yes. The battle lines have been drawn.
They have been drawn. Notice, Del Toro. More pens, less battle.
Sure. Giant robots versus giant douchebags. I see exactly what's going to happen.
Well, if Pacific Rim isn't your thing, Grown Ups 2 opens the same weekend.
Next.
From there, we're going to July 17th. We have Red 2, sequel to Red. Anthony Hopkins is joining the cast. About a bunch of aging spies coming out of retirement.
Oh, this isn't the Krzysztof Kozlowski sequel?
Sadly, no.
Blue 2 next summer.
How was the first one? Someone want to tell me if it's worth seeing ever?
It was fine.
It was okay.
It was.
You know, I had a hard time seeing Helen Mirren operating like a mounted machine gun. You know,
that's kind of cool.
I just kept thinking like the recoil just breaking her hip.
Not Helen Mirren. I can see that. I'm gonna dream about it tonight.
It's kind of the first half of the movie is really comical. It took a serious turn in the end, but. It's your basic, you know, action movie. Retired agents come out of retirement.
To mandate a sequel too. Huh? I know that's a dopey question. But.
Right. Yeah. So, also on July 17th, I'm not even sure the right way to pronounce this. Is it Ripped or is it R.I.P.D.?
I would say R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D.
I would actually the correct way is Men in Black. That's the correct way.
Yeah. It's about a secret government agency who battles zombies, and yeah, it gets a lot of comparisons to Men in Black.
When I first saw the stuff, I was always confused whether it was some like hard drama about the Rhode Island Police Department.
Directed by the Fairley Brothers.
Apparently not.
Fairley Brothers.
Apparently it's more about RIP department.
That's right.
You lost me.
I was disappointed in that.
Is it zombies or is it like ghosts and stuff?
I think it's ghosts.
As it's ghosts.
Ghosts.
A destructive array of souls who refuse to move peacefully to
it's
the other side.
Men in Black / Ghostbusters
in
Rhode Island.
Okay, yes. All right. Keep going. You got attention. Yeah. All right.
You know, the urban decay of Providence. Beats Ivan Reitman.
Good.
Kevin Bacon's
in
it. To me.
I like it.
It seems it's Jeff Bridges, right?
Yeah.
It seems like he's playing the same character every movie at this point.
He's doing the aging hippie thing again, yeah.
Yeah, aging hippie, and like he did that in his country music movie and True Grit, and it's like everything is that, but in different scenarios.
Well, it's a good thing he's awesome at it then.
There you go.
Yeah, well.
And a minor release on July 17th is Turbo, an animated movie about a racing snail.
Yeah. Totally ripping off the Neverending Story, right? Total ripoff.
On July 19th, our major release is Only God Forgives. It's a stylish crime thriller starring Ryan Gosling. This is going to be his big follow-up to Drive.
It's really good. When's this? The 19th?
It's the same director. It's the same everything.
Is your list different there, Dave?
This is August 9th for me. But
oh, dang it.
July 19th for me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, we'll see.
I doubt anyone's listening to this taking notes. Yeah.
I'm certain I'll see this. Drive was too good for me to not see this follow-up to that.
Yeah. Drive is so good, it just blew my mind. Yeah. Also on July 19th is a couple of minor releases, Girl Most Likely, about a struggling female playwright, and The Conjuring, which is your basic haunted house movie.
Starring Ron Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the saddle, Ron. Very good.
July 26th, looking forward to this one, is The Wolverine.
I've actually been reading the comic book on my Kindle Mac.
Nice.
Whoa. Yeah, that's right. It was like $2 or something on Amazon. They were promoting it. It actually reads pretty well on the comic.
The Wolverine comic?
Whatever this one's, yeah, the one he's in Japan, right? This is the one
where he goes to Japan. Yep. Frank Miller, John Romita Jr.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, and it's based on, right? So
loosely based on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Basically, he goes to Japan.
Does it fit into the whole X-Men continuum and all that?
Or? I believe so. I don't see why it wouldn't. I mean, Hugh Jackman is back as Wolverine. It's produced by Fox. Wolverine goes to Japan. He learns there might be a cure to, you know, fix everything that's mutant about him. And a whole bunch of other Marvel characters show up, and there's ninjas, and everybody fights a lot.
All right.
I think it goes more into a sci-fi direction than the graphic novel did, but that's okay. I'm looking forward to it. July 31st, I put this under minor, The Smurfs 2.
Moving on.
And now we're into August. This one's kind of coming out of nowhere. I'd never even heard about this before I put out a list. August 2nd. 300 Rise of the Empire.
So I knew it was being put together, and I actually saw a poster for it in a theater. I haven't seen any. Have there any trailers been released or anything?
I don't know. It's the prequel to 300.
It's a prequel. I think it's a Battle of Marathon, I believe.
Yes.
Is this original? Because Frank Miller didn't write anything.
This is just movie.
And Eva Green's in it, and that's it as far as recognizable people. So.
Yeah, apparently, it's produced but not directed by Zack Snyder.
This is what I'm reading online at the moment. 300 director Zack Snyder co-wrote the screenplay, which is based on Xerxes Frank Miller's as-yet-unreleased graphic novel.
Oh, that's correct. I do remember. Okay. That's right. You're right. It does. The guy from the Cinemax show Strike Back, he's in this too. That's the only person I recognize. Mm. So
that's kind of a question mark over that one.
It is. I mean, yeah, we'll see.
August 9th. This one's really interesting. We have Elysium from the director of District 9.
So, yeah, it looks good.
Just have-nots in the future type of thing. And Matt Damon plays like a cyborg type guy. Looks really different and interesting.
And I will say before we continue with that, just a quick shout-out on August 2nd that Two Guns movie with Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington. That shows up on August 2nd for me. Is that not for you guys?
I have that on a different date.
Oh, never mind. Okay, we'll return back to that, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, thank you for tuning in to the summer movie preview.
It's all the summer.
It's in the summer.
Lazy days.
Oh, look at this. I didn't know. Planes? What's that all about? Is that on this?
That's the next one. Yeah, Planes is... more Pixar. This is the next installment in the Cars franchise.
They're really just working it, aren't they, with all these talking conveyances.
We had a couple of shots of talking planes in Cars 2, and now they're spinning off into their own movie.
Now, this is not actually Pixar, though. This is Disney.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that makes sense. I was wondering how Pixar could crank out two movies a year, but...
Yeah. It's Disney, and the main guy is voiced by Dane Cook, so...
Oh,
fun.
Oh, I have an additional note here that says Planes was originally intended for direct-to-video. So,
So expect a lot of headlines like planes, crashes, something like that. Whatever. Something like that. You know, something about takeoff, failed takeoff. Unless it's too soon, in which case, never mind.
And also on August 9th, I put this under minor releases, We're the Millers, which Jennifer Aniston, ready for this, plays a stripper who gets caught up in a major marijuana deal.
Great. This is the second Jason Sudeikis movie that we've talked about tonight.
Oh, what was the first one?
I don't remember now, but he was in it. I think it, I don't remember now, but this is definitely the second. I neglected to mention it the first time because it didn't seem like a thing.
Epic.
Written by the writer of Dodgeball. Oh, and written and directed by the writer and director of Dodgeball. So fun.
So we're looking more of a comedy then.
Yeah, it's definitely a comedy.
Did you think it was a gritty drama about the
I didn't know. I just read the description. Stripper gets caught up in marijuana deal.
Yeah. Nick Offerman's in it.
All right, now you're talking.
No way.
Now you're talking my language.
From there, we move on to August 16th, and here's on my list where I have two guns.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman and Mark Wahlberg are a pair of rival undercover cops.
I have Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, dang it, I'm sorry. I'm such a jerk.
All right. It's okay. Pick yourself up.
Anything more to say?
I have nothing to add. I remember thinking the trailer looked kind of fun. I don't know why. I've only watched it once. I thought that looks kind of fun. But that is in no way to be an endorsement of said film.
Okay. Looks like they're going for sort of a Departed type of movie with lots of twists and turns and secrets and backstabbings.
There's some humor, too, if I recall. Seemed to be in on the humor.
Let's see. From there, also that weekend is Kick-Ass 2.
I haven't seen the first one. Was the first one successful enough to merit a sequel?
The first one was fairly successful, yeah. And I really appreciated the original Kick-Ass. I'm not sure I understand a sequel to it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, this one, Jim Carrey joins the cast, and you can expect more mega-violent vigilante action.
Which could be interesting. I mean, Jim Carrey in an ultra-violent type of thing. They take what he's kind of his persona and push it the extreme route. Could be interesting. But
it could be interesting. This is probably something I'll wind up seeing on video.
Yeah. Or really because it's 1993?
Right. Well, yes. I'll certainly see it on Betamax. Because I will get the VHS and then dub it.
You go to Blockbuster and pick that up?
Yeah. I will see it on home theater.
Okay.
Of some type.
Number of minor releases on August 16th as well. Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters, which is a sequel to Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Totally familiar with.
Yeah. I reviewed the first one for The Verdict. It was not perfect, but it was all right. I'm not jumping with excitement over the sequel. We have The To-Do List, a comedy with Aubrey Plaza. So she's getting a big following these days.
Yeah.
Ain't Them Bodies Saints, it's a movie in which Casey Affleck plays a guy who breaks out of jail to be reunited with his wife. And get ready for this one. Austin Land, produced by Twilight creator Stephanie Meyer. Oh. This is about a woman who attends a Jane Austen fantasy camp.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Starring Carrie Russell, too.
Wow.
And Jennifer Coolidge.
Wow.
It's like role models for, I don't know, teenage girls.
Wow. That sounds incredibly terrible.
We may not be the target audience for this movie.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't matter.
But you left out the part where the terrorists strike and they hold them all hostage and fight back.
Jane Austen fantasy camp by Twilight Director.
Right?
Oh my God.
they're playing to a certain market, right? That's okay.
I guess the Jane Austen fantasy camp market.
Yes.
Fine for lovers. They hire Renaissance fair guys to come in and spurn the people who pay to go.
Yes, they do.
I'm dreaming Renaissance fair guys.
That sounds like the worst thing.
Yeah, they're totally true.
I don't think they're going to bring a lot of leather mug makers in.
You know what, Daryl? It sounds like you're being proud and prejudiced. Oh, yes.
Check out Dead to Me Volume 4.
That's right. Jane Austen.
Out of page 32.
Wow.
So, yeah, Jane Austen's Pacific Rim.
Now it's become a euphemism, I think.
All right, so August 23. Now, this is interesting. Earlier we talked about This Is the End, Seth Rogen and all those guys. They're all playing party guys on the night that the world ends. Well, on August 23, we have a movie called World's End.
Is this the last week of the summer? Is this our last?
There's 1 week after this.
Oh, that's okay. But yeah, so, The World's End, for sure. That'd be my second anticipated movie.
This is the movie. Sorry. Go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, Edgar Wright is reuniting with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
About time. Ready for it.
Martin Freeman from The Hobbit and Sherlock is along for the ride. And it's the same concept. A bunch of guys are out partying, and it's the Apocalypse Last Night on Earth comedy.
Yeah, ready for it.
I'm more on board for this, for sure, than I am for Seth Rogen playing himself.
Well, of course. Yeah,
This is the reason why the summer exists, as far as I'm concerned. Like, everything else is just leading up to this moment. It's at the end of the summer because nothing could look. This is easily my most anticipated movie of the entire year.
Wow!
I love Edgar Wright. You know I love Edgar Wright.
Yeah, Edgar Wright hasn't. You know, everything he's directed so far has been just great.
Well, I'm ready. Hot Fuzz.
He has done no wrong up to this point.
But the thing is, the Seth Rogen film, is that going to steal all of this movie's thunder?
No, it could.
Zero chance.
Because they're so similar.
This thing may not, I don't think this is going to make bank, but the people who go see this movie are not going to be dissuaded by it.
I'm not sure this is really about the actual world. I don't think this is an apocalypse thing. I mean, the trailer came out today. And if you haven't seen it and you want to see it, you should see it. But it seems like what they're showing in the trailer suggests something very different than an actual apocalyptic story.
Gotcha.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, now you've got me really curious.
There you go. Check it out.
Well, I mean, it's yeah. If you send me $10, I'll send you the link to the trailer.
Nice. Okay.
The cross promotion with Google too.
Also, August 23, a minor release: Drinking Buddies, a romantic comedy, which Olivia Wilde plays a beer factory employee. And then our last weekend of the summer comes out. August 30th is The Getaway, which Ethan Hawke plays a man whose wife is kidnapped.
Wasn't that an old 90s movie with Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger?
And a 70s movie with Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw.
Oh, that's a good movie. The stars
decreased, I think. McQueen to Alec Baldwin to Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, and not only that, but his character befriends a computer hacker who helps him get his wife back, played by Selena Gomez.
Awesome. All right.
That reminds me basically of what's her name playing the nuclear scientist in the James Bond movie.
Denise Richards.
Yes,
thank you, Denise Richards.
And finally, ending the summer with a bang, is One Direction, This Is Us. Teen pop sensation One Direction gets their own 3D IMAX concert film.
So you couldn't have ended this with The World's End. You had to push to the finish line and give us Selena Gomez in One Direction.
This is the one directed by Morgan Spurlock, right?
It is. I saw that in the credits. I'm like, wow.
There you go. Yeah, it's a palate cleanser, you know. You watch World's End, and this is like the belch after the good meal.
All right. All right. Well, that's it, right? We got everything.
That's our summer. Yep.
That's the summer.
That's the summer. The World's End. Watch out for it, folks. And then everything else.
All right. Well.
Okay. So wait. What's your number one most looked forward to?
Probably Grown Ups 2.
Nice.
So there you go.
I think we covered that already, right? He was.
Did we?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Love it.
The World's End is. I would say for me it's Man of Steel, but World's End is there, and so is Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Emma Watson, Fantasy Cap.
Do you?
Okay, keep going. Is Helen Mirren part of this?
That's
well?
Right. Emma.
holding a machine gun.
She could. That would be fun. Yeah. No, I would watch this movie if it wasn't just Jane Austen Fantasy Camp. But yeah, you put robots in that. You know, you put bring Guillermo del Toro in to direct it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it could be like Westworld with the robots.
That would be okay. That would be okay. I would watch that. And I'll watch the Guillermo del Toro movie, but I'm not. I'm skeptical.
All right. He's got his name written in pencil on,
right, that's right.
Volume 5. Is getting that ink just ready to go.
And I would have to say my number one. I'm probably Star Trek. I'm really looking forward to.
No. You won't have to wait long. That's right.
No, not at all. Unlike some of us.
That's right. Okay. Well, I guess that's it, Mac. Thank you for putting all this together. Tune into the Friday Filibuster as we digest these movies one by one if we ever get out to see them. Hopefully we will. I think we've already established the movies we will not be seeing. So
yes.
Go listen to another podcast. So that is it. Thank you to Mac. Thank you to Eric. Thank you to Daryl. And with that being said, Mac, finish it. Finish this. Finish what you started.
Beam me up, Scotty.